I'm happy to be here.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
All right. Well, anyone is welcome to call on the show. You know my guest line number, 657-383-0771. Anyone that wants to call on the show, you live overseas, make sure you dial the 1 and then the number. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Joel, and how your music journey began.
Well, my music journey began quite a long time ago now. I'd say about 3 decades now, from the early 80s, from disco. I started off, though, actually in the church, Mount Hope, Amy Zion Church. I started singing in the church, and I started playing the piano and became one of the musical directors. But I was inspired by my brother, who started playing the piano by ear. And we would go downstairs in the basement and start playing the piano. I'd hear him put on records and pick it up and start picking the tunes up. And I said, man, I can do that. And then I started fooling around with it, and I became good at it, and I stuck with it.
So is there any other musical instruments that you can play?
I started off playing the flute and the trombone, and they're both, one is the treble clef and one is the bass clef, but I stuck with the piano. I like that the most, so I stuck with it.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, to mention that you have did some commercials for Kodak, Lipton Tea, and Burger King. Wow. What year was that?
Well, that was in the early, like the late early 80s, probably late 70s, somewhere around there. A Burger King commercial. They had been familiar with a lot of the music that I had been doing, and they had been seeing my face around a lot, and they decided that they wanted me to be a part of that commercial. Lipton Tea took off after that, and also Kodak, where I was able to be one of the people involved in the production. So it just started taking off because my name really started to get around. I was inspired and also motivated by a lot of people that have helped me beyond the music career. I have a lot of corporate experience. I've worked for Atlantic Elektra Records, WEA, which is Warner Elektra Atlantic. I'm a publisher of ASCAP, that's the American Society of Authors, Composers, and Publishers. And I worked right next to the general manager who ran the whole music department in Atlantic and Elektra. So I was responsible for a lot of the big hits that made it out the door today, from Tracy Chapman to Phil Collins to Keith Sweat, so many, LaVert. I was there when a lot of that stuff happened, and I was the one making sure that the radio stations played it and made sure that the artists were doing the right thing.
Wow. You did a disco hit song in the 1980s that really opened up the door. She's Sleek, She's Fine. That was an international recognition.
Yes, the song became very big, and it was just appearing all over the place. And I was surprised in some ways because, you know, the disco market was a very competitive market, but people always say to me they love the message that's in my music. I tried to have a positive message. So in that song that's saying she's sleek, she's fine, she's one of a kind, and every man knows she's got it like that. She'll rap to you, she'll give you a time, but if you're late, the back of her mind, she's going to put you. So that means, like, if these men out here are not doing the right thing, you know, even though you get that phone number, you know, even though you get that phone number, if you're not doing the right thing, in the back of her mind, in that little black book, she'll erase you, and you never get a chance for that good time called romance. That's why it's called She's Sleek, She's Fine.
Right. Yeah. Now, the first song I played, I'm Here. Who is the other person that was singing in this track, I'm Here?
I'm singing the lead and the background. I'm singing both.
Okay. So is there a brief story for that song track there I played? I really like it.
Well, a lot of times when I will approach a song, which advice that I give a lot of writers, when you approach a song, you kind of have to put a little bit of yourself in it, and basically what someone else would like to happen in their life. You know, you don't have to write about the bad things or things that have ever happened to your life that didn't go the way you wanted to, but it's like, you know, I'm letting the lady know that I'm here for her, and even though there might be things that we may be going through, I want you to know that I'm here to be a team player. in everything that you are trying to achieve yourself. So if you are a businesswoman and we are together, I have to respect the avenues that you take in order for you to make it, as well as myself.
Right. I like that. Thank you for that information. I would like to go ahead and spin this song track called If I Could Look Inside Your Mind. Can you give us a brief story on this before I spin it?
Yes. That's another song with an approach with not a man trying to be a mind reader as far as, but you have to know the person that you're with. You have to pretty much try to figure out what they like and what they don't like. So I'm saying if I can look inside your mind, I would give you all the things, you know, that you ever dreamed of. And I also say a line in Tagalog, which is the Philippine language. I say, Ikaw ang lahat sa akin. That was in the other song. This one I say, Sama un buhay mo ipakita ko sa iyong nanalapasin mo. That means that everything that you've ever dreamed of, I will give it to you the best that I can.
All right. Thank you for that information. Everyone, stay tuned. Here is If I Could Look Inside Your Mind by the recording artist, Miss Black Benoy, a.k.a. Joel Crafton. Stay tuned, everyone. mind. Yes, yes. I love that.
Thank you very much.
Wow. So how did you come up with the name Black Pinoy?
Well, Black Pinoy is connected to my Filipino roots. That's why I speak Tagalog. I speak also Spanish. And so Pinoy means man. Pinay is lady, and Pinoy is man.
Okay.
So it's almost like Spanish.
Yeah.
It's almost like Spanish. Yeah. Instead of saying como está, they say como está acá.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Now you sing not only R&B, you do gospel as well. So how many albums how many other artists have you already collaborated with? Brief history.
I've worked with several artists going back as far as Martha Wash and so many other artists I've worked with and collaborated with from Atlantic Star to so many other artists through the years. Bob Baldwin produced that's him on keys on If I Can Look Inside Your Mind.
Yeah.
And he's also on I Come to You, Jesus, Broken Down. Been knowing Bob a long time. We've collaborated on some ideas together. I mean, he's a fan artist, producer, writer, arranger, and we go way back. And it was a blessing to have him to be a part of the vision of what he was able to see, what I'm able to bring to the table in the form of the record and talent.
So is there any new music projects coming along in the future? May I ask, with you and Bob Baldwin or with any other artists?
Well, some of the new stuff might involve Bob Baldwin. I was very fortunate to have Howard Hewitt in the video, the gospel video, which is a longtime friend of mine. Pastor Willie Harper, who was a San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl champ, and he's also a great, great pastor. I had Clifford Archer, the original bass player from the Atlantic Star, did a appearance in the video, as well as a couple other people that decided to be in the video, a couple of my friends from the Philippines. So it's been... the song is sold all over the place, from Amazon to Google Play Store. It's in about 30,000 different stores all around the world. So it's been really a blessing to not only have it around the world. The doors are starting to open up, connection with a lot of stuff that I've been working on. I had a big write-up in North Carolina that had about 10,000 people that attended the event, and out of all the musicians that performed there, I was spotlighted. So being the new guy on the block in North Carolina, that was really an amazing blessing to be spotlighted out of about 10,000 people that attended, and out of all the musicians that performed there, I was spotlighted in that big article. So that was a great achievement. I think out of a lot of stuff that I've done, I think that was really great. And I come out of EMI also, out of a major label that was on the same label as Ray Goodman and Brown. So I've had major, major, major deals.
Oh, let's talk about deals. How did you get involved with the Hong Kong music production that you gained respect in the Philippine consulate? How did that happen?
Well, part of that was connection with the Hong Kong Idol, like how they have American Idol. They had heard of my talent, my producing, my writing and arranging. They've heard about that. And the consulate itself, the Philippine consulate, had heard about what I was working on. And the girl who was connected with being... the winner of the Hong Kong Idol. They wanted me to be a part of making sure everything was being produced the way it was supposed to be produced. So they flew me down there. I had an 11-year contract. They paid for a flat. I had a cook. They treated me very, very well. So to get an international deal like that was really pretty much unheard of. To get 11-year contract and to be a part of 98% of everything that was being worked on, I was the head person in charge of making sure everything went the way it was supposed to go. So that was a great experience. I love Hong Kong a lot. I had a 6-month tour in Singapore recently. Every place I went, I got mobbed, but it was great to a lot of people call me. They say that I'm the most accessible celebrity on the planet. What I mean by that is I don't hide behind my screen name. There's nobody else running my page. If I'm not busy, you can get me 98% of the time. Sometimes people will add me and say, "Oh, you're not Black Pinoy, you're using his name." And I said, "Well, come on the camera and you see that it's me."
That's good.
So that's the kind of stuff that's been happening. But when I was in Singapore and Hong Kong, people recognized me on the train, on the bus, and they want to stop and take pictures. I mean, I took a lot of pictures with a lot of people, and I tell you, I enjoy taking the pictures with them. When I came here, I was in Starbucks recently, and some people that moved from the Philippines to North Carolina recognized me. We took some pictures together. I've been really recognized pretty much all over the world, and it's a great thing because when you get appreciated for the work that you do. And I always tell artists this, that it's not – sometimes I'll meet an artist who has an incredible amount of talent, but they may think that I won't want to work with them because they don't have a name. And I tell even the ones that have this big name, I say, you never know what you're turning down. I always say that it's not about how great I think I am. It's about the formula of people.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that information. Thank you.
And you're welcome.
You are an amazing, incredible inspiration. You're very intelligent and creative in your music, in your melody, the lyrics of your song. It's amazing how I got to know you. It's like, wow, how did I miss him, But I'm glad I got to know you. I'm glad you were able to participate and come on my show and tell me and the listeners out there who you are and what to look for. Could you go ahead and give your website information and any social sites on the internet you are listed on, please?
Sure. You can visit www.blackpinoy.com. Pinoy is P-I-N-O-Y. First word is black, and then pinoy.com. And all the links to all the social sites to contact me if you want to book me for any events that you have, all the information is there. The other site is Gospel Source Music, S-O-U-R-C-A, music. .com. So any of you churches or organizations that are doing gospel that would like to have me come to your church and play and sing, I would be glad to be a part of that, and we can work out all the details in reference to me coming there and doing something at the church. So you have the Gospel Source Music, and you also have blackpinoy.com.
Well, I'm going to have to contact you very soon to come here to my city, Evansville, Indiana. They would love you. Well,
that would be great. That would be great. I built a studio here in North Carolina. I'm able to record everything I need to get done. The new stuff is going to be, some of it's going to be jazz orientated, some hits that have already come out along with my new songs that I'm working on. So you're going to hear me putting my own little spin on some songs that's already been out, been very popular, that has done very well. I'm going to put my own spin on it along with some new stuff. So it's going to be a lot of music that's going to be out there in 2019.
All right. I can't wait. Are you coming back as a return guest on my show?
Sure. I would love to. I looked at a lot of other artists that have been on your show, and I tell you, it's great. I enjoyed hearing what they had to say. I really did. It's a great show that you have there, and I'm praying that it really opens up a lot of doors. Not only for the artists that have done some great things, but some of them that are just starting out, that you've taken the time, and we need a lot of people that's doing what you're doing, that even if there's some artists that might have been overlooked in the industry, like maybe they can't get the big deal for whatever reason.
Yes.
It's not because of their talent, it's because of the industry thinks that it always has to be the big name. And you can be the building block, the stepping stone for those that don't have the big name. And then when they blow up, they're going to remember where they started from and come back to you and be easy to get on your show. You could be the first one to have them on there. So, I mean, that's when I saw it, I see the vision of everything that you're trying to do, from artists that have the big names to artists that are just starting out. I mean, but they got amazing talent. I mean, the industry has really somewhat turned their back on the ones that have never gotten the big deal.
But you know what? That's how a lot of these celebrity artists started out, as independent artists where nobody never heard of, you know?
Right.
And the way society is today is stick with what you know. It's not necessarily the thing. You need to have a wide range of different types of music genre and support your friends in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there has been artists that have made it big. Jazz, R&B, vocalists. And they came back to me like, "Hey, Brenda," and I'm like, "Yeah," you know. And and usually, if their music took a year, that's all right, because time does play a role. You have to have patience.
Right.
And
the thing about it is, you're welcome. And the thing about it, see, I worked not only just in the as an artist, and I've had my own label that did very, very well. So from having my own label, from everything to Black Pinoy now is a branded name. It's a name that's known pretty much all over the world now. And not only just that, from working with the major record companies, a lot of these acts, from Anita Baker to Phil Collins, Motley Crue, Depeche Mode, from all different genres of music. I remember when the stations wouldn't hardly play them, and I remember where they got played at first. So, and I know what work we had to do. So sometimes, the reason why I'm saying this is sometimes I will call up one of my quote-unquote celebrity friends and say, "Look, you know, I need you to be a part of this music video." Maybe their managers say, "Well, you know what? They're legends. You know, these guys are legends." And I'm saying, listen, before they became a legend, I'm the one who made it happen. So don't run the legend by me. Don't run that because, I say to myself, I'm just as big as they are, and I've done just as much as a lot of them have. Even if they don't know, everybody may not know my name, I've done a lot. But the thing about it, you know what? I remember where I came from. I know what my vision is. And I know that God has gotten me where I am today. It's not because of anything else. You know, God has really has given me the strength. And I do foreign missions. I want to also put out there that I do foreign missions, meaning that I've done concerts where people have had catastrophic things happen to them and have given the money to them where some of these guys have billions, billions of dollars and don't give a penny.
Yeah.
So this is what I do. But a shout out. I would like to do a shout out to my good friend Howard Hewitt, a blessing, man, for standing by me, working with me on a lot of different things. My Bob Baldwin, Paul Lawrence, who's a great, great, great producer and artist, who was responsible for all the Freddie Jackson hits. This list is so long, I can't even think of half of them. But I'm telling
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
All right. So what I want to do is spin this last song in our showcase, and then I have a couple more interesting questions. I come to you, Jesus, broken down. Is there a little brief story behind this gospel song here that I love?
Yeah, the brief story is that, you know, we have to come to Jesus, you know, really broken down, because if we tried, you know, a lot of times when things happen in our lives, we call on our aunt, our uncle, our mother, father, everybody else, but call on the name of Jesus. And Jesus is the one who's going to fix it, who's going to get us through what we're going through. So it's, you know, I think God, man, for all the success that I've had, he's gotten me through so many different things. You know, my youngest son has asthma, but I'm telling you, he's gotten through it a lot. He's doing a lot better, and I got three sons, man, that are just powerful young men. So one that graduated microbiology, the other one is working hard and was a well-known martial artist, as well as myself. I didn't plug that in there. I won over 400 gold medals in the martial arts.
Wow. Well, we'll get back to that. And here is
okay.
I Come to You, Jesus, Broken Down. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, all right, everyone. That's the hit right there.
Yeah.
I done already wore that song out. I tell you, Joel, I done already wore that song out, and it starts my day, and it gets my head popping, my shoulders going back and forth, and that positive inspiration is all through my body. I thank you for that song track right there. Thank you so much. I would like to ask you, what is your ultimate desire? What you want people to get out of your music? What is that ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, Joel?
Well, I want people to get out of my music that, positive message. When they're hearing the lyrics, I want them to grab a hold of the message that's in the song, whether it's gospel or R&B or jazz, whatever flavor I decide to come out with. I hope that it leaves you with something, whether it's a melodic feel that you either walk down the street humming, or it just kind of brightens up your day. That last song was produced by, again, Bob Baldwin. Fantastic job, you know. So it's a blessing to, like I said, to have him be a part of that great project.
All right. Thank you very much for that information. I would like to ask you, what are your words of wisdom? Do you have a message to deliver or any advice to give to those that are suffering or trying to get up there in the music industry?
Well, the advice that I have is do the best you can in developing your craft. If you take it very serious in what you're trying to do, look at every angle of it. Look at your performance. Look at what can separate you from all the other artists that's out there. A lot of times when I'll talk to an artist, whether it's a male or a female, and say, okay, you have a great sound. What separates you from the rest of them? Well, you know, they just say, well, I'm just good, you know. But what do you have, whether it's pitches, whether are you trying to sing a song like Whitney Houston? Are you trying to put your own spin on it? What's going to make you different? If somebody sings a song and they say, oh, wow, she's trying to sound like Whitney. Okay, well, there's not going to be another Whitney but Whitney. So what can you do to develop your craft? You have to take every angle, whether it's the look, the sound, whatever it takes to separate you from when someone hears a song, whether it's an original or a song that's been out. You have to be able to put your own stamp on it.
Amen. Thank you for that information. Would you still like to give a shout out to any of the persons that supported you and the music singles that you have right now? Any other shout out names you want to give?
I mentioned Clifford Archer, who was in Japan, who was the original bass player from the Atlantic Star. Shout out to him. A shout out to all my friends in the Philippines, friends and fans, all the way from Locust Norte to Manila. I want to thank all my friends in Singapore. You know, again, Hindi ko alam, kung po na ko pa kayo mapapasalamatan sa iyo ko pa tayo.
All right, now. Hey! Get down! All right now. Hey! Okay. So, do you have any upcoming events scheduled in any cities? Are you still doing any live performances?
Well, I have some things that I'm going to post on my website. I have some things booked in Greensboro at some art centers and a couple other places next year. I'm going to put all calendar events on there, so people won't have to skip around to site to site. If they just visit blackpanoy.com, anything from jazz to R&B, if they want to just deal with gospel, they can go to gospelsourcemusic.com and find out anything they need to do is what I'm doing in gospel, because I'll be doing things at a lot of different churches. a lot of different events. And like I said, I'm hitting the studio hard. I've met some great artists here that have worked with some of the biggest names on the planet. We talked about collaborating on some ideas. And if that materializes, I'm telling you, it's going to be fantastic. I'm excited about some of the great people that I've met here who have the same vision, the vision of saying that the music business is changing daily, every day, but it's about the formula of people. And if we can understand that, forget about your name. Forget about all the great things that you did. That's great and fantastic. But if I give you a call, trust me, it's going to be about something.
All right, now. Y'all heard it from Joel Crafton, a.k.a. the Black Finoy. Thank you, Joel Crafton, for participating on my show this evening. I'll be following you again on your new music project. Hopefully you'll return as a guest with your new project, and you have a blessed evening. This is our showcase for this evening. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you.
And Joel, you keep doing what you're doing. You are an intelligent human being. You are very well loved. Someone to never forget. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed being on the show. And like I said, you have great content in there. And I encourage everyone to tune in and listen, because you have a lot to say and a lot of powerful things on your site.
Thank you so much. Thank you. If anyone missed the show, keep that link and pass it around. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. This is Learn the Ways of Love by the Black Finoy. Signing out, everyone.
I want to learn the way. I want to learn the way of love, of love, of love, of love.
I want to learn the way.
We now think about the way you make me smile, make me smile, baby. I want to tell you so much that I love you, I love you. But I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, baby. If I let myself go, can't you see?
Can't you see?
Can't you see? I'm never. In my feelings and learn the ways of love. I want to learn the ways. I want to learn the ways of love, of love, of love. How much you make me happy, but I get scared, 'cause my heart never felt this way. Can't you see? I've never been loved before. Will you help me to trust in my feelings and learn the ways of love. I want to learn the ways. I want to learn.